This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, you welcome back to K-Drama Time with Vinvi. We've been on a long break, all thanks to Miriam. She's been delaying this recording, all thanks to her. Like, I've been so pissed off. Whenever I call her, she keeps coming up with different excuses. This happened, that happened, and that. I'm like, babe, why? Why are you doing this to me? Why? Okay, so today we're finally going to be reviewing episode 19 and 20. That's the finale of Vincenzo. It's been a long time coming. 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 All right, oh my God. Marianne, over to you.
Well, episode 19 and 20, epic. Although 20, I think, was my best.
Yes, same
but
here.
Then, like, oh my gosh, episode 19 was also good. The only thing that made it sad was the fact that, like, someone who later became one of my favorite actors.
Oh my god!
The movie now had to die. Jesus.
Yeah, Jack has a brother.
After when he died, oh my god, he just died. I remember when I was watching that particular episode, I had to call Vinvi and I was like, I don't get it.
Oh, I really hated Vincenzo.
How can he not die? I mean, I don't know, but I feel the writer did not just do that place well, because there was a way everything would have played out at that particular scene without that guy dying. I mean, all assistant lead roles must not die in a movie. I mean, there are some that survive, especially this kind of one. This one that was acting stupid all the way and then later showing us that he's a smart person.
Yeah, and he also found family. He also found a family and brother in Vincenzo.
He was trying to change the Babel group.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, he being the head of Babel group would have made
more sense.
Would have made that work for people. Yes. Yeah. He was already putting things in place. So, in fact, he wasn't supposed to die. That was the most foolish thing that happened.
I hated for a fan. Like me, a fan, someone like me who is a big fan of Vincenzo, I hated his character there. He had the opportunity to save the love of his life, Miss Hong, and also save our guy, because he's the fan favorite. That guy, he's so cute. I love his acting. He's cute. He's funny. He's just a full package. Why would the writer kill him off? I'm still surprised. I'm like, oh, and you know, this TV station in South Korea, they've been fond of doing this. You've seen Tale of the Nine-Tailed where they killed Lirang. Why do they keep killing our favorites?
Another assistant lead actor.
Yeah.
maybe they always enjoy killing
assistant lead. To break our hearts.
Seriously, because no. That was what really made me. I said no, I cannot risk episode 19, 10 of us and lie. At all. Like, I cannot. But the episode still went well from the beginning until it got to that point. It now spoils the whole thing.
From 19. Yes, went well. But 20.
Yeah.
It was episode 20. Jang has so killed his brother. That's when I was heartbroken. Like, why? Because the start of episode 19 showed Vincenzo coming back to the plaza to beat, to kick ass those people that came to harass the uncle.
Do you see all the people in the plaza, like when they came out? Apparently, they all had like a major hit. Should I say a major character in their lives, like the other guy that was already part of a gang.
Yeah, they were serious and people before they changed their lives. Like they were all badass.
Very mysterious. So I mean, like the way they dealt with that man's gang, as many as they were. Funny, you know, like Vicenzo already started, and when it was like, I think they were overpowering Vicenzo because they were too much. Mm-hmm. I would have been surprised if Vicenzo could take care of all of them because they were professionals.
Yeah.
But it just, I was like, oh, this is going to be on that scene of one actor, like taking care of so many badass professionals too. But, well, like, they now really made it real because they knew that in reality, this one man cannot take down so many professionals. I mean, these were not just like the neutral Bunga Plaza,
yeah,
like, and his crew, you know? They were not really professionals in their field of bullying, let me put it that way. So, like, the way they just did it, and, you know, Vicenzo was already down, like, I think they were coming to, how like, would overtake Vicenzo, and the remaining crew just came out. Like, they just came out, and, you know, the way they're just coming out from far, they're just coming like bulls.
Yeah.
It made me laugh. I was like, seriously? And when they got there, all of them, see the way they took down all of them. And then Mr. Sho now had to take care of the two people that were holding him. You know, he's also a trained, according to his character, showed us that he's a trained
mafia artist.
Officer, yeah. Yeah. So, oh my God, they all tried.
Let's quickly get into the bloody part. Yeah, I don't want our reviews to keep going beyond 15 minutes or maybe 12. I think 10, 11, 12 minutes is okay. So let's quickly get into the bloody scene. The bloody scene.
Episode 19
wasn't bloody. It was 20. Yeah,
it wasn't.
Yeah, 20. 20 is bloody.
But there was a part in episode 19 that you just know that the bloody part was coming. That part where he visited Jack so in
prison.
Yes, and then the guy just, like, how would I put it now? He was just making mouth, and there was a statement Vicenzo made that he normally likes to take care of delinquent
children.
Oh my God! The guy was just blabbing, and he was just looking at him. I think I would learn from that fact. When people are talking, sometimes just need to keep quiet.
Yeah, just keep quiet. Stare at them. No, I've been used to these things. You know me, I've been used to this. When you're talking, like, I don't exchange words. I just look, stare at you like an idiot. I don't.
And then when you are done, like, you mean I'm a talkative. Once you are done talking, and then the person just throws one very harsh word and just stands up, or one harsh sentence, or
and
one
just
very,
leave.
How life would it now, an apologetic sentence, and stands up and leaves you there. And he stood up, and he hits the glass exactly where the guy's head was, as if to say, this is your head.
Coconut head. It will be dealt with.
And he walks away. Well, now the bloody thing, which is my 10 over 10 thing.
Should I start? Alright. The bloody scene began with the lawyer, the main lawyer, the head of, what's the name of that law firm?
Miss Hong.
No, not Miss Hong, the law firm.
Okay, Wusang.
Wusang, yeah. He started with, not Choi Mong Hee, the main guy, the owner that had to, you know, leave the law firm.
The prosecutor. He has soccer now.
No. The main owner of the law firm.
Now.
Yeah, the lawyer. He had to leave
that
for one public office. I don't know. Let's just call him the head lawyer. So he got a position. He has been planning to get this position since. So when Jang Ah-suk was in prison and all, he betrayed him. Well, he's not a lawyer person. He has never been a lawyer person.
He's a very slimy person.
Yes, sly person.
And I love this end.
Yeah. So when he was giving a press statement and all that, Jang Ah-sook and his guy, bad guys, that kill, that finishing, they stabbed him. That mother was bloody. That's where the blood.
I love his end. I mean,
but I was kind of sad for him. He was not that a bad person. He was also bad.
He was going to become a bad. He was even worse than a bad person because all that bad people were straightforward about it.
Yeah, but he wasn't
being bad.
Mm-hmm.
He was, yeah, exactly. He was just a very slimy person.
Yeah, he's two faced. Yeah.
Exactly, two-faced. So it was good what Vincenzo, like, it was good. Vincenzo was the one that planned that setup so that they would know that he was the one that, or he's the one that betrayed them, you know?
Yeah, so but Vincenzo didn't kill him.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
But he set it up.
Didn't kill him.
He set it up by sending that voice note between himself and the lawyer.
Yeah.
Because after that time, he was not the chief prosecutor.
Yeah, that's
so he
true.
He set it up by sending it to Joy Monji. He knows very well that doing that would...
It was going to trigger him. Trigger the monster in him to do something.
Exactly. Mm. Now you know. Because it was just like what happened now in the case of that guy that killed Miss Hong's father.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they just shot in the prison and was just shouting, "Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your help. Thank you for saying you're completely dead." And the next thing, wow, he's dead.
Dead.
So he did that so that they would be the ones to kill him by themselves.
Yes.
So that he would have less people to tackle.
Yeah, I understand. He didn't really do something bad to Vincenzo, even though he set Vincenzo up. He called Interpol to arrest him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did though.
Yeah. I mean, when you say some
bad influence of Babel,
I'm telling the truth. When I say bad, I mean killing his mother, killing Miss Hong's father. You know, all these things. Okay, so So after this part where the head lawyer was murdered, then we get to the real bloody part. The first person, Choi Bong Hee.
Oh my god. Oh, I love that place. Oh, it's bad.
But
that guy is bad.
Babe, can I
know how he planned those that in a short time?
You know one funny statement she made? She was like, "Vincenzo, I thought you said you don't kill women and children." Vincenzo said, "Who told you a woman?" I laughed my head off there.
You're a monster.
Damn, he burned her alive while playing her favorite music.
That she likes to dance.
Yeah.
She likes to dance.
Man.
Oh my god.
How can I be in love with a villain? How? You know, Vincenzo is an protagonist villain. Hope you know.
Yeah.
There's no like he's a protagonist villain hero. He's not a good person. You know, most movies they make their hero to be good and all, but Vincenzo is not a good person.
And he made it clear that he's not a good person.
Okay, let's just talk about Jang Ah-sook's death before we get to the ending part. That's my favorite. Where after he met I talked about about Moong Hee's part. You should talk about Jang Ah-sook.
Oh my god.
His death was terrible.
Okay. At the end, Vulture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this one was better.
He felt the pain, everything, slowly. Like he saw his death.
Every 5 minutes, the thing would just be calling me. And you just be calling me, your head will be the next 5 minutes. Huh? What will be the next 5 minutes? Oh my god, like, he just put him there, and that, what do they call that, that machine.
Yes, that foot pedal.
Oh, Jesus. No, because I don't understand how you know, it was like all the anger, the pain.
No, he planned it beforehand. He planned it after they killed his mother, yeah. He didn't just plan it in episode 20.
Imagine, and after all the pain and everything. look at where he took them to. He placed nobody.
Nobody will find them. And you know, Jack Aswek's fear has always been dying where no one will see him. Find that's his worst fear.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't want to die and no one knows. That has been his worst fear. You can check it out. So wow. He fed his fears to him.
Oh my God, I'm telling you. Yeah. And he did that. And in Jack Aswek's case, he wasn't even playing any music.
Why would he do that? Okay, so we're done with this bloody part. Because this recording is over 15 minutes now. You know, I'm trying to tone everything down. Okay, you can talk about the ending scene where they met Vincenzo and Lawyer Hungry.
All the things they said at the end wasn't really wasn't really what was really intriguing for me. For me, it was the last kiss and then the reunion, you know. Because after everything, I love
what they
did at the end.
Okay, I'm going to talk about the ending scene when Vincenzo was just walking alone. Just leave that part for me. You can talk about the kings and religion. Yeah, so go on.
For me, all I loved was about that ending scene was the fact that they made it clear that Vincenzo could not come back to Korea again. Well, for most fans, it would be like, oh no, why? But it's the right thing. You cannot do so many... you cannot kill so many people, even if they were bad, they were citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is the law, it is meant for the law to judge and not you.
Not
to judge.
Yeah.
You know, so either way, you committed murder according to the law.
That's true.
So it was okay. Like, I love the fact that they judged him that way and they were looking for him so he couldn't come back to Korea. And they were still looking for him. If not, if they had shown it that they okay, they now gave him excuse and the law has come.
That's what I like about this drama. They didn't try to turn him into a good person. They made it known to us that he's bad. Even at the end, that's my favorite part, when he was walking, he said, oh, 2 days ago I used two of Luciano's family members' body as manure for the vineyard. Man, he used two Luciano's family bodies as manure for the vineyard, and he's still a villain. He's not a good person, and he does not intend changing.
People wonder what exactly did Luciano's family do to him to go around using their bodies as manure. Not just killing them and leaving them for people to use them to bury them.
Use them as
they use their bodies on his farm, on his own vineyard.
Yeah, in Malta. Yeah. Because he bought an island in Malta.
Yeah,
Malta is a small country.
Far away from he wasn't at Italy. He wasn't Italy. He wasn't
in South Korea. Yeah,
he wasn't going to go back to Italy.
Yeah,
they kept and then he wasn't in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So he now bought the vineyard, the island that he bought. So. I mean, he has good plans, and from what I saw, at least it's not totally true with the romance aspect of it.
It's just little romance. We just got two kiss scenes, and just one intentional kiss scene.
It's actually little romance.
Yeah, it's a dark comedy, dark crime comedy. Yeah.
They made the romance still a bit obvious.
I mean, that they love each other.
Yes, even till the end.
Yeah.
He still told the lady that he was going to invite her over to his island.
Mm-hmm.
So he had plans for them either way.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
The both of them. So they did not really, I love the fact that they did not make the romance overshadow the real story of this one. They did not entirely throw away the romance. If you are a romance
person, this is not for you, but you can still try it. Check it out.
No, this is not for you.
Don't get your hopes high. That should be the right word.
You will still enjoy the movie. I mean, they don't make the romance the type that is how life would be now, everywhere.
I get you.
It shows, like, you see the heart of the person.
Yeah.
You can't do certain things because of the kind of situation that you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Facing reality, trying to deal with the situation around you first before your romance comes later. From the ending, you see that from the what Vincenzo said, they finally lived their romance life after the movie.
Mm-hmm. his ending statements, my favorite part of that drama, him walking alone
because
on a lonely road, saying the only thing that can destroy evil is what?
Evil!
That's a line.
It's not even the fact that he said he wasn't a villain, that he's still a villain. The part I love was just that part.
That part.
It's
evil.
Oh my God.
Then.
Nothing like good can destroy evil.
Evil, nothing.
If you look at it, it's true.
I'm telling you.
Because some people are so bad that even your good.
Your good can change them. It can't change them.
It's the truth.
Just deal with them.
No, the movie is dope.
Yeah.
If you have not seen the movie, we are reviewing the final episode now.
Yeah.
If you have not seen the movie.
What episode 1 to 20? I don't know what you're waiting for. You're missing out. Especially these are our Ninja guys that form hard guy. That they, oh no, they can't watch Korean. I said, guy, calm down. This is not romance. This is pure reality. Calm down and watch this. And I'm so happy I've succeeded, you know, convincing about 3 to 4 male friends to watch Vincenzo. I'm so happy. And they enjoyed it. They really enjoyed it.
Who wouldn't? That we couldn't watch the final episodes together.
Ooh.
But the first 15 and the 16 episodes before they paused, we saw those episodes together, and oh my God, he loved it. Even if he was tired after coming back from work, would always see the movie. I mean, it was coming out that night to download it. I would see the movie till dawn, and in the morning we'll be sleepy, and he had to go to work. But then it was still very nice. I personally love the movie.
Yeah, I love Vincenzo.
I'm not an action movie kind of person.
Yeah, yeah, romance
I'm
person.
Not a romance
yeah.
movie kind of person. But the way I enjoyed this was, oh no, it was fun.
Yes.
In fact, the way I enjoyed this movie as much as I enjoyed the first Vincenzo movie that I saw. And that was in the Theater of the Soul. That one was purely romance.
I've not seen that drama.
You're not a romance.
Yeah, but I love him in At Dark Chronicles. I told you about At Dark Chronicles. I love him in At Dark Chronicles.
Indeed. I love that movie. And so, like, oh my God, the movie was at least. It deserves for now, among all the Korean movies I've seen recently, I've not been able to see a lot of movies now because of personal issues. For the movies I've been seeing till the beginning of this May, oh God, Vincenzo's cup is that it comes for me. Forget that some episodes were not really so
like 1 to 3 for you.
For me, like 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
But except the episode 1 where he really acted like a mafia.
I'm telling you, when they stole from him, he was damn you, Korea. That was so funny. He was cursing. Anybody sees, keep quiet. Shut up.
It's not even that part for me. The part for me was when he bought Emilia.
That's the first scene.
I'm telling you, that first scene of the first episode was the only part I really loved.
I enjoyed his episode 1 cursing, where he was cursing out everyone. Okay, I quickly want to say something. In that episode, is it 19 or 20? I think Lawyer Hong, she won a case against that company that framed Vincenzo's mother and sent Vincenzo's picture to that guy that loves him in prison. So he saw the picture, he was crying, Teho! He still doesn't know Teho is not Vincenzo's name. That part was so funny. He was like, Teho! He really loves Vincenzo, that guy. Damn!
Well, that's all for Vincenzo.
Yeah.
For those following the review so far, I want to say thank you very much. And thank you again to this Adria host, Vinbe, for inviting me.
I'm so sorry.
But you know, I'm a personal person, and you know exactly what I've been up.
Yeah.
That has actually stopped me from doing.
Understand.
Well, hopefully, we'll get to review more movies together. Later on now.
Oh, yeah, for now, we'll be reviewing alone. I have two reviews for next week. That's Beyond Evil. Marianne, you should see Beyond Evil. It's another, it even won best drama in one of their awards. The main actor won best actor. It's an amazing, mind-blowing drama, Beyond Evil. So I'll be reviewing Beyond Evil alone. It's a new drama, but it's ended. And Save Me. Save Me is a 2017. Save Me is a 2017 South Korean drama featuring Seo Ya-ji of It's Okay Not to Be Okay. So I'll be reviewing these two dramas alone. And when Marianne has time, we can review other dramas. And I intend reviewing Mouse episode to episode, like episode 1 and 2. Have you started seeing Mouse?
No. But now I've not been able to see any movie, and I don't think I'll be able to see any movie.
Okay,
now.
I get you. So, yeah. Woo, that means Marianne is going on a long break.
No,
so, expect to.
I'm actually feeling very, very miserable. I actually did not see the final episode of Vincenzo till, I think, 2 weeks later. Till last week. I just saw the final episode last week, Thursday. Imagine. Oh my God. I sat down and I was like, are you serious? Is this me?
No problem. I get you. Whenever you're free, whenever you're ready, we can continue from where we stopped reviewing together. And we have listeners, so many listeners from India. Shout out to all our listeners from India. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
and really Nigeria is second place. Nigeria is second place, yeah. But India, like these guys, they are so dedicated. Like the way they passed Nigeria, because Nigeria was leading from the table of our top listeners country worldwide. Nigeria was leading, and from nowhere India just came past US. I think US is the third country, and India is topping the table right now. I appreciate, thank you to all our listeners from all over the world. We appreciate you guys, and sorry for the long break. So right now, I've told you guys, even without Marianne, I'll keep reviewing, and I know some of you love her so much because she loves to talk. She's a better talker than me. But whenever whenever she's ready, she's done dealing with her personal issues, we'll continue. Yes. But for now, expect to hear my voice alone. And for Vincenzo, is a 10 over 10. Vincenzo is a 10 over 10. You need to see it.
Yeah, get around. It's a 10 over 10.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a 10 over 10. I mean, the writer did a great job.
Great job.
I don't know. I mean, we have been hailing the actors, actresses, but
the writers are the backbone.
The person get brain,
South Korean writers, they are the bomb. They are so good. They are so good.
I'm telling you, the person is good. Like, whoever wrote that movie tried. Mm-hmm. The screenwriter, you know, the brain behind the story.
The director, the crew. Let's give it up to the crew members, not just the cast. The crew too.
Yes, even the photography. The editing, the sound was just,
everything.
Like everything, the sound was just sinking in.
No, that's my vision. I want my movies to be that standard. You know, I just in our introductory episode, Maria told you guys I'm also a film producer.
Is it in Black out?
No, it will be out next month.
Okay.
Yeah, The Savior in Black is a short film.
The Savior in Black is coming out very soon.
Very soon.
And yes, I'm actually waiting more for the long film.
Yes, I just concluded my first full-length movie. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of myself. And I'm aiming.
I'm so proud of you, girl.
Thank you,
so
babe.
Proud of you. Oh, my God. It's not easy. Actually, it's actually very tasking, especially there in Nigeria where we don't have any support for our movie industry.
Yes, just personal savings, family, and
friends. Like, you just have to gather people for yourself. Like, you need to be determined, and not just determination, you need to love what you are doing.
Yes.
To be able to do it.
So you don't give up.
If not, the country will frustrate your efforts. Well, I'm waiting up for that movie.
Yeah, and babe, should I bust your brain? I'm working, I and my team, we're still working on another project. Right now, we're in the development stage, and this is going to be a cinema movie, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh my god, I
wish
I could be involved in that project.
Yeah. Okay, so my listeners will be the first to hear this. Hopefully, it's also going to be a collaboration between Nigeria and Zimbabwe. I hope it goes well. But if the Zimbabwean collaboration doesn't go well, it's going to be just pure Nigeria. But I'm working with a Zimbabwe actress. She also wants to co-produce the movie. So today we created a WhatsApp group, myself, her, my co-producer, Vera, and my production manager and the script writer. So we've said it's a story, like, I brought the idea, so the scriptwriter is trying to, you know, add things and do the screenplay. Then we'll all bring our ideas. So we're in the development phase. After this, we'll get to set a budget and start looking for investors. I just can't wait. Like, babe, I think I finally found my passion in life. You know, creativity. I've always loved to create, you know, since secondary school.
But that should always be your passion. I don't know, like, you found your passion.
The stories, my drawings, and everything
that you wrote down, you know,
for help.
Time you even did them, animation.
Yeah.
Yourself and then Elmer Carroll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to really draw Shrek and all that.
Yeah.
Cartoon characters, like, you know, and yourself, you will always, like, you know, apart from the cartoon characters, you will always, like, write.
Yeah, write stories. Since secondary school, I've been writing stories since primary. Sorry, not secondary.
You finally found your passion, because for me that has always been your passion. You know, I was surprised when you said you wanted to go to space, you wanted to be a geographer. I was like, seriously, this girl doesn't know anything in the world. Well, I'm very happy for you, girl. I'm very, very happy for you. And well, I definitely know you're going to do well. I'm going to be the girl who's going to be the best friend. I don't claim friendship of the person.
Go invest now. You may
about the fun
and everything.
There's fun in it, and for me, who always have always been a movie lover, and that's like very surprising now that I'm kind of tired. But I've always been a movie lover, and so for me, like me who has always been a movie lover, and me who actually had a dream for theater but couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to love all these spaces. I'm just happy for you that everything is just going on well. I'm so happy because I know that the cinema movie, I'm going to watch it for free of charge. You know me, I like to see
it. Where are you going to a cinema? Once you get your ticket? Please.
I will not even the movie that you go and watch.
You're not a serious person.
I will not even sit in the cinema that you're not around. I will make sure I've come to this Abuja wherever.
No, you'll be at the screening. You know, before general release, they do little premiere screening. So that's it.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll talk into.
I've not been someone who sees a lot of celebrities. Well, I will probably come as a celebrity to come and see you. My celebrity friend. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, thanks on this. Yeah, it's actually kind of fun, not every time reviewing. After reviews, we just, you know, converse with our listeners. They get to know us better. I think it's a good idea. All right. Thank you for listening. We love you. And make sure you're good. Make sure you're taking care of yourself in this pandemic period. Use your face mask, hand sanitizers, maintain social distancing. And I just hope the world comes back to normalcy. That's my prayer. Everything should just come back.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, bye.
Don't forget to like.
Yes, yeah. You know, give your feedback. We appreciate it.
Okay, Vivi.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
So we expect you when you're free, because for the next review, I'll be doing Beyond Evil and Save Me, Just Me. I'll miss you so much, girl. I'll miss, you know, there's something beautiful about conversing, you know, when you talk, someone is here to talk, or rather than talking with yourself alone. But if I have other guests, I will kindly welcome them. And I have someone from India. Yeah, she said she would want to guest in the show when she's ready. So
you should actually get other guests.
Yeah.
Cool. We know that so many people are actually seeing these movies that you are reviewing. That's
true. Yeah, that's true. Okay, then. All right, bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinvay. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.